miracles? It's because it's in the presence of God. It's in the presence where prayer overwhelms the ground. And the owners of the ground are nurtured or are governed by the laws of the God of Israel. So whatever that grows in the land or upon the land takes on that nature of sweetness, takes on that nature of a blessing. Is anybody catching what I'm saying now? So the texture of land is always in the formula of soil. Now, there is soil that will tell you that this soil is fertile because of its nature. And there is soil that will say this is not good for planting because of the nature of the soil. But the nature of the soil, either good or bad, is a reflection of the owner and the expression of the owner that owns the land. Write that down. The texture of the soil, the nature of the soil. If it's good, it means the goodness in the nature and how it's good, how it makes plants that are planted in it to germinate, is the reflection of the owner. Together so far. Some land, soil is good for growing, cultivating, farming, planting, etc. And there is a type of land that is not good for natural cultivation. And they do artificial cultivation. Manipulated soil. Most of the soil in Europe, in America, it's manipulated. Artificially manipulated to make it grow certain. It's not good for certain plants. It was not designed by God to do that. But the land that is in Africa is good for all plants. Why? Because Africa is the continent, the land, the location where the sun now, the planet sun, the star which is the sun, belongs to Africa. And the nature, the season, the tropical seasons that pertains to Africa is a tropical season that allows the germination, the flourishing, the blooming of different plants that are planted. And there is a seasons and times that are in a certain location that do not allow certain plants to grow. Because the cultured seasons are not friendly to plantation. Are we together so far? Man's responsibility is to till the land. God created man to till the ground. Now listen to this. Genesis chapter 2 verse 5 says, before any plant of the field was in the earth. Now when we say earth there, put their mother earth. Whenever the word earth is mentioned, put their mother earth, because everything that goes in the land, in the ground, in the earth, grows. And some earth, some ground is good for bringing forth, and some ground, some mother earth, is not good for bringing forth. And why is some women are good when planting takes place in their lives, they bring forth? And why some are not good? Due to the fact of humbleness, submissiveness, to be submitted under the covering of God, to be submitted under the covering and governance of the man that God has put in the life of the woman. When a woman refuses to submit, she totally becomes a barren ground that brings no forth fruit. Why? Because the expectation of the fruit and the culture she's supposed to bring forth is the fact that the man covering over her head expects. When she refuses to submit, she becomes barren. She becomes a wild land. A land that is in opposition with its ability to be able to make it fruitful. Now listen to this. Before any plant of the field, Genesis chapter 2 verse 5, was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown. We are not seeing plants growing. We are not seeing herbs growing. Why? For the Lord God had not caused it to rain. Now, why is the ground there? It is in existence. The land is there. But God is telling us he has not caused it to rain on this earth. which is Mother Earth, where things are supposed to grow. Why? Because there was no man to do what? To till the ground. God does not give his rain, he does not give his seasons to this woman, to this Mother Earth, to the ground, to the land. Why? Because it lacks a man. What type of man? Who can till the ground. Now the word till over there, you go back to management. The man that can manage. The man that can cultivate. The man that can take care of. The man that can direct. The man that can instruct. And because the earth, Mother Earth, female nature, womb, has not that type of man, so God does not rain his blessings upon that woman. God does not rain his blessings upon that earth. Are we together so far? Are we together so far? Now Luke chapter 13, verse 18 to 19. Let me take this slow. Now let us start to dig. My point is that land is a reflection of he who is on the land. Yeah. So whatever that is practiced on the land, and the owner of the land, whatever he doeth, who he is in nature and character, that becomes the reflection of the land. Reflection of the texture of the soil. Together so far. So in America, the land is owned by who? Somebody tell me, who owns the land of America? Who? Who owns the land of America? Who owns the ground, the land?
I'm not going to get it right, but I'm going to say the landlord, the person who purchased the land, right? Or
yes, but who is the landlord of the land? You need to know the landlord.
Of the entire United States?
Who is that? Who is that?
Entire United States.
The government? You said the government?
The banks.
Okay, the banks. Okay, yeah, the banks. The political leaders. The high...
The masters.
The elites of America, yeah?
Financial institutions.
Financial institutions.
That America has been sold out and owes like trillions and trillions of dollars to like Japan and China, and that they basically own the United States. But,
okay.
I mean, that's just...
Now you're going into the deeper owning where people enter into agreements and you pay me this, and if you don't pay, I'll own this. And No, okay.
Right.
Before we go into those complications, because that's part of ownership too, yeah? We've got to understand that, yeah?
Yes.
But let us put up a simple landlord that you can point a finger at, yeah? Before he now goes and transacts the land and he puts it there as a... Yeah, and they pay him some mortgage and then he, you know... Huh? Is the government, right? The government, okay. Now, the government of America, who makes the laws that governs them? Because when you know the laws that governs them, you're going to know the laws that governs the soil. Because the texture of the soil is the laws that are practiced by the landlord that owns the land. Now, you who is a settler, it is you who rents the land, or you who, you know, pay rent to be there. Yeah. But the owner, the land reflects the owner. Land is a reflection of the owner. So what laws does America literally use? Huh?
If you say Israel, then it should be God.
America is not. It's not God.
If you say Israel.
Yeah, if it's Israel, it's God. But if it's not Israel, because there's a mixture there. I want us to be true to the politics that governs these lands. Because if we find out the politics, then we are finding out the land. But if we play games and say this and this and this, then we are literally... Right now, we have Biden. Biden, he's the supreme authority right now as a reflection of the supreme authority sitting in the White House to run America. Yeah? To run America. But America is run by laws that have betrayed God, have denied God. Okay? So you have the police system. You have the police system, which literally has gone into, they are fighting drugs, but they are selling drugs at the same time. They are the owners of the business of drug trafficking, and they are pretending they are fighting. So when you see all this, it becomes the reflection of the land. The crime that is happening in the land is literally has both criminals behind the crime, and even those who are supposed to fight crime, they are literally hiding in within that. So when you see these things, homosexuality legalized, abortion was legalized, the selling of drugs that are affecting women, you know, when you see these things done, it is the status in which the land is in.
The gambling.
This becomes the status in which, so if when we find out that now you are in a land, now you have found out who is the landlord. The landlord who legalizes crime. The landlord who legalizes abortion. The landlord who This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo God's Quota, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.